Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms with possible strong winds and hail over the western and central parts of the northwest and the Free State. A cloudy and cool to warm day with scattered showers and thundershowers for Gauteng. So isolated showers and thundershowers that can be expected over areas of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. And morning fog and drizzle along the escarpment. Pretoria to Durban 25, Joburg 24, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 21, Emalahleni 22 and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
There has been a couple of messages rolling in from people. Thank you very much, Belinda, Franz, Melanie and Juanita. So firstly, heavy congestion at the intersection of Hendrik Potgieter and Fred and Harry. That's in Roodepoort due to the broken traffic light. An accident on the N1 South before the N4 Witbankse, France. An accident as well on the N1 South before the off-ramp where 3 lanes are closed. And Juanita says the exact same thing about the N1 South in Pretoria with photos attached. It is causing major delays.
National Police and the Defence Force say water and food deliveries have resumed through the night to illegal miners who've been underground for weeks in the Stilfontein area of the northwest. Police are calling on these illegal miners to now resurface in a safe way. More than 1,000 have so far been arrested as they come up to the surface, while it is estimated that there are still more than about 4,500 illegal miners underground. And Taiwan says it will continue to strengthen its military capabilities in an apparent signal to US President elected Donald Trump that the island is serious about shoring up its own defences. Taipei has ramped up defence spending in recent years in response to China's growing military presence around the self-ruled island. Trump caused alarm during his campaign by suggesting that Taiwan should pay the US, the island's most important supporter and biggest supplier of arms, for its defence. I'm Khadra D'Souza. There's more news at 8.
Well, it looks like there's a bit of drama around the world of football at the moment. Ivan Khoza was yesterday re-elected as chair of the Premier Soccer League for a 6th term during the organization's general meeting in Johannesburg. Khoza has been PSL chair since its launch back in 1996 and stood unopposed for his position. Well, that meeting has set tongues wagging in light of SAFA President Danny Yordan's recent arrest over fraud, leading to questioning of the sports leadership. Now, Ivan Khoza yesterday hailed Kaizer Motaung for his contribution to the development of football in South Africa, and he showered the Kaizer Chiefs chair with 2 million rand as a gift to, quote, spoil himself. I know, it's difficult to take. The National Soccer League has a new now executive committee altogether after that beating. Two prominent members not making the cut, and those are Cape Town City boss John Kibitis and Stellenbosch FC CEO Rob Bernardi. In their place came Johnny Mokgalagadi of Polokwane City and Richards Bay FC boss Sifiso Biyela. And the race to succeed Bill Beaumont as chairman of World Rugby comes to a conclusion in a vote in Dublin at the governing body headquarters today. 3 candidates in the running to take over from the 72-year-old former England international. Brett Robinson is an Australian. He's a doctor, a former flanker and ex-captain of the Brumbies. He's up against Abdelatif Benazi from France, arguably the most high-profile name among the trio. He's a former national captain, and there is an Italian, Andrea Rinaldo, up as well for election. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes at the road.
This is the weekend.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
It's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Going out tonight changes into something red. Her mother doesn't like that.